When you first heard about the Social Action Program, what came to mind? If you already knew about the program, what types of service work did you want to do? The Upper School has gotten lots of attention over the years for its Social Action Program, something unique to Stone Ridge. Every other Wednesday, the Upper School students can't wait to go out and do their part for the community. And neither can the middle school. I had the pleasure of interviewing some middle schoolers about their take on the Social Action Program. So what do you think social action is?
Social action is probably helping others and just being part of a community.
It's when you help people in need.
I think it's when you take time to help others and to really maybe get to know them and to see how they live and maybe associate with them. Or maybe just to volunteer for really important things that you think would be important to really be aware of and to help with.
I think social action is when you get into your community and you do your best to help that community.
I think it's helping people out. I think it's about building community and talking about different things you can by the way you can help to the community.
Well, trying our best to help people so that they can live a normal life like we do.
Helping people out in different kinds of situations.
But I think it's also helping the community get stronger in ways of helping the people who need it the most.
Social action is reaching out and helping others.
And what are some things you've heard from the upper schoolers or about the social action program?
I know that they go to schools. They go to daycares sometimes, retirement homes, hospitals.
I think there was one person who went to NIH and worked with kids over there who had cancer or something.
Someone went to a nursing home, right?
To help the elderly there.
I heard they go to a retirement home.
I heard sometimes maybe they were doing like community service activities and stuff.
I think that they're like going to other places and helping people that are less fortunate than them.
And do you guys have any expectations when you guys are upper schoolers of what the social action program will be like?
I think it'll just be going out to help people who are in need.
Hope that we have a wide variety of things because some people like other things, like a lot of us. I like old people. I think they're adorable.
Yeah, I think we should just have a lot of choices.
Working with kids, working with sick kids.
Yeah.
And when you guys become upper schoolers, what are some things that you hope to do in the community?
Well, I like helping people with special needs because it makes me feel good.
I also like helping people with special needs and elderly.
I think it'd be cool to work at a animal place, work with animals, maybe like kids, not just trash and stuff.
Maybe picking up trash somewhere and just helping out the community.
And what does it mean to you when you hear about other members of the Stone Ridge community helping other people? What does that mean to you?
I think it's good because if a lot of people help, they may encourage other people to help.
I think it's good because then if you help someone else, then they'll probably help someone else, and then it'll keep on going, and so lots of people will help each other out.
I think it's really nice because no one feels excluded, and it just could make a big difference once you get out of school and you, like, go around.
I think that it means the school's really involved in what happens, just not inside but outside, and you're helping everyone and really being a Stone Ridge girl.
I think it means that instead of just focusing on our campus and helping out ourselves, we want to spread that and spread the goals of the Sacred Heart School.
Well, it seems like the middle school has a good idea of what social action is and what it entails. However, they won't actually get to experience it for themselves for a couple of years. Until then, continue to spread the goals of the Sacred Heart.